It has always been the responsibility of the church, King said. The church removes the yoke of segregation, he reminds us. It must take an active stand. It must exert its influence. In seminary, they teach preachers not to use the word you. And I wonder if, for all his brilliance as an orator and activist, if even King was guided away from such direct words in the same way. Preachers mustn't point fingers, but remind the people that they preach for their own salvation too. We mustn't damn an individual, hidden in shame, but draw the circle wide to remind each of us that we are all the same. And yet, here we sit. Another year, more than half a century later, readied to hear words that resonate, but that we can still avoid. Point your finger at each of us. Unveil the places we hide, the words we post and proclaim that do not move our lives to mimic their call. Point to the places that hurt and stay your love in that place. Remind us that there is a love that is inescapable even in our shame, even as the world wears away at our worth, even as we doubt and sabotage and cannot grasp the ways in which we create and sustain and grow the falsehood of supremacies. The pendulum has swung, and in its force knocked down narratives of progression and fixes. That mothers howl for their children, numbered and sold. That we celebrate bold vision through capital, a broken activism in buying razors and shoes. That we have become numb, ignorant, distracted to the men and women at war. That white boys under the guise of religion and red hats smirk with fury at native elders. That clergy, who want the poor to have a platform, and black and brown teenagers with a joint in their pocket, and kids who know no other country are taking up space in our jails, that jails are still punitive and far from restorative. Spirit of life, point your finger at each of us. For while it hurts, we must still be called to recognize ourselves as the bodies, the holistic body, who can ensure that King's life and each who died in the name of the truths he dared speak not simply be an excuse for soft and false celebration. A year ago, I came to you and asked that you hear the request from our leadership, from Black Lives of Unitarian Universalism, to make a long-term commitment to dismantle white supremacy, racism, and oppression from within our own denomination and beyond, by lifting up Black lives, voices, and leadership within Unitarian Universalism. They ask that we do this by helping to fulfill a $1 million match opportunity doubled if we meet the threshold of $10 per member. Today, we at UUCWC remain almost $780 away from that goal. I'm going to ask us to sing together, to sing Spirit of Life as we do each week at the end of each collective prayer and meditation. And I beg you to hear and feel and imagine those words becoming embodied within you and me and us and the world. And then I'm going to ask Steve to keep playing this hymn of affirmation and charge as the ushers pass the plate for the first time today. And while we have the opportunity to put our money in a place of resistance, change that honors and upholds this day, King's life, our principles, our people, rather than funding a system that keeps us all in stations that are breaking our spirit. For it has always been the responsibility of the church. And we, you and me and us, we are the church. Again, this will be the first financial affirmation of the morning. We still have our weekly financial affirmation later this morning, too. So if you would like to offer a pledge toward this effort because you were not prepared to hear me ask today, to be fulfilled in this coming week, please write one on one of our blue cards by the Pebble Bowl, and you can leave those in the offering basket, too. We are the church. May we make it so, and blessed be. Please sing with me, Spirit of Life.